Thank you so much for all the assembled devotees. Now we are very, very fortunate to be hearing from Her Grace Kaumodaki Mataji. Mataji is a very, very senior disciple and devotee, and she has been coming on the conference call for a long time, and she has been helping us with her guidance and association. Thank you so much, Mataji. Please take over.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much. But I'm not a senior devotee. And but I'm trying to learn from all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'll start with the Mangalacharan. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Shri Rupam Shri Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shram He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskriti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarine Vansha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are going to read from the Brahma Samhita, which is composed by Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma, who has offered the prayers after his mature realization. And also, Prabhupada has also explained place that when he has realized, Lord Brahma has realized, so Prabhupada said, Lord Brahma has realized the oceans of truth. And there was also one about his position, Lord Brahma's position, that he is a maid servant. That much he was really so much truth, all of it, all the, so much truth. But this is also really was revealed that he is a male servant. But that's the further details were not revealed. And so then he has composed this Brahma Samhita. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada, he has translated and given purport to it. So that's what we are going to read. We have read up to text number 32, and today we are going to read text 33. The verse is Advaitam Achitam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navayauvanam Cha Vede Sudulabha Madulabha Matma Bhaktav Govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. Your two word meaning, Advaitam, without a second. Achyutam, without decay. Anadim, without beginning. Anantarupam, whose form is endless, or who possesses unlimited forms. Adyam, the beginning. Purana Purusam, the most ancient person. Navayauvanam, a blooming youth. Cha, also. Vedesu, through the Vedas. Durlabham, inaccessible. Adurlabham, not difficult to attain, obtain. Atma Bhakto, through pure devotion of the soul. Govindam, Govinda, Adi Purusham, the original person. Tam, him. Aham, I, bhajami, worship. Translation and purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtained by pure unhindered devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, is without a beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning and the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. Now, we'll read the purport. Advaita means indivisible truth, who is knowledge absolute. So he is, who is, this described to the Govinda, that he is absolute, knowledge absolute. We say absolute knowledge, what, however you say, complete knowledge. That's what it means. Brahman, the infinite, emanates from him as his effulgence. Hare Krishna. Thank you. And this is a goal of the jnanis, the impersonalist, the Brahman realization. And God immanent, Paramatma, as his constituent. This, but never, and this Paramatma is a yogi who Ashtanga yogi who performs Ashtanga yoga. Their goal is Paramatma, who resides in every atom and every living entity's heart. But nevertheless, he remains one and indivisible. So this all thing is described, Brahman, Paramatma, and himself, and there are all so many of his incarnations, so many of the expansions, they come from him, but still he is the, he remains one and indivisible. It's not that something has taken out from him. Like sometimes we see that we have apple and I take a bite, but then that much is not there. Only apple is not complete. So like that, it's not like that. This is in material realm. But the spiritual, Govinda, is completely whole. In Ishopanishad, there is a verse. It says, Purnam, Om Purnam, Ada Purnam Midam, Purnat Purnam, which Isishyati, Purnam Purnam, I'll just translate, I forgot to. Krishna is complete. Purnam means complete. And so many complete emanates from him. And remaining is also complete. So Prabhupada has given, says, this is a spiritual example I mean, a how the spiritual reality is. 1 + 1 = 1, and 1 - 1 = 1. So, if you, this is a sequence, or this is a Govinda, Adi Purusha. That's what it's described about that. Achyuta means that though myriads of avatars emanate from him as subjective portions and millions of jivas as separated spiritual particles, still he remains intact as an undivided whole of fullest perfection. Though he indulges in exhibiting the pastimes of births and etc., still he is without a beginning. He is also called Ajo. Ajanma, he doesn't take birth. Like, you know, we take birth. We have parents. And we don't have a choice who will be our parents, and we take, so then we can take birth from that, from those parents. But Krishna is not like that. He chooses his parents, and those are the very devotees who chooses him. And then Krishna chooses the devotee, who are like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudeva, Aditi, Kashyapa, and like in different incarnations, Kaushalya, and Dashrath Maharaj. So, and then he appears. That's why there's a difference in the mundane world. We can say it's a Krishna's birthday, or Lord Ramchandra's birthday. It's not like this. It's not birthday. It's appearance, because he appears in front of our vision. In the material world, he appears from his abode. So, that's what here is described like that. His birth. Still he is without a beginning. He is the beginning of all, everything. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first verse, first chapter, first verse, it says, Janmadiyasayata. Anvayad itarasta arteshu avijya swarat. So, Krishna, from everything comes from him. He's anadi. He doesn't have adi. Nobody is before him. He's the only one. Then he expands himself, becomes many, and that's how all the creation, spiritual, material, all creation is come about. And also, the part and parcels are also coming out from him. That we have already described before, that comes out, all the jivas. Separated spiritual particles, jivas are. Okay. Though he disappears after the pastimes of his appearance, still he is eternal. He disappears means it's not like this body we have. We have the soul and we have the body. So body takes birth and body dies. But the soul doesn't die. Soul being the part and parcel of Krishna is spiritual, Satchidananda. So soul doesn't die. So how, and then Krishna, he manifests his Satchidananda form in the mundane platforms in different incarnations and like as himself, but they are all spiritual, and it is never. Like here, Prabhupada is saying that he is without origin, and also he is in the pastimes. He performs the pastimes, and when he disappears after these pastimes he performs, still he is eternal. So he's like a, Prabhupada has given an example about the sun. Sun rises during the sun rises, and then we say we see the sun, and then when sun sets, we think that the sun has gone, but sun is still there. Our vision is blocked. Hare Krishna. So we cannot see the sun. The sun is always there. So that the same way, Krishna is always internal. Sat means eternal. That's the Satchidananda Vigra. Eternal. Though without origin, yet he is with an origin in his pastime of appearance. So he appears like in the pastime of appearance, disappearance, they are all pastimes of Krishna. So, and although eternal in essence, he is still a person in the full bloom of youth. So he is always eternal. He is eternal and always full of full bloom of youth. That's what it is. Now, Yauvanamcha. This sum and substance of it is that though he possesses diverse and apparently mutually contradictory qualities, still they are in universal harmonious concordance by dint of his unthinkable potency. So we say that he's inconceivable. We cannot conceive how all these contradictions are reconciled in his Krishna through his unthinkable potency. Hare Krishna, Achintya Shakti. This is what is meant by Chit Dharma. Chit Dharma, transcendental nature, as distinguished from the material. His graceful threefold bending form with a flute in hand possesses eternal blooming youth and is above all unwholesomeness that is to be found in limited time and space. Prabhupada has also explained about in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse number 65, I believe. With Manmana Bhagavat Bhakta, Madhyajimam Namaskuru, Mame Vaishyoshi Satyante, Pratijana Pinoshi Priyoshime. So, in that purport, Prabhupada has said that devotee's goal is Krishna, no other form. And then in the purport, he says, I can just read the purport in the exact words. Hare Krishna. These words, I'm just reading the part of the purport, the last paragraph. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in the Brahma Samhita, that what we are reading, and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna. So many people read Bhagavad Gita, but they cannot understand. They think that what is the most confidential knowledge? It is open secret. Even though it's open secret, but it is, unless one is devotee, that cannot be, this confidentiality cannot be revealed. So then we read it in purport further. But they differ in this, that the transcendental attributes exist in the jiva soul in infinitesimal small degrees, whereas in Krishna they are found in their fullest perfection. So all these attributes, in Krishna being the part, fragmental part, in scripture, Vedas, describe the size of the Veda, soul, is a 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. We take the hair and divide the tip of the hair, divide in 100 parts, and again take one part of that and divide in 100 parts. So that's the size of the soul, very, very minute. While Krishna is a complete whole, unlimited, Vibhu. So we are also called Anu. Anu, in the English it's called atom, atomic particle. And Krishna is a Vibhu, means great. So that's our position with in comparison to Krishna, if we compare. Satchidananda, qualities-wise, we are the same, Satchidananda Vigraha. But that we have the material body. Well, Krishna's body is not material. It's Satchidananda. Complete. There is no difference between Krishna's soul and body. We have the soul. We have soul. The soul has a body. But then Krishna is complete soul. Those attributes manifest themselves in the proper infinitesimality only when the jiva soul attains his unadulterated spiritual status. These attributes, some of the that jiva can attain when they are becoming purified. This. That's an unadulterated spiritual status we have to attain. The jiva soul attains the nearest approach to the absolute identity only when the spiritual force of ecstatic energy appears in him by the grace of Krishna. So, to receive the grace of Krishna, we have to get the grace of Krishna, devotee, pure devotee. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bish. The actual whole verse is like this, Ei Brahmana Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanaji. The Brahman means the universe. In this universe, Kona means the some Bhagyavan means fortunate jiva. One who attains, what does they attain? Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, this is the seed of the Bhakti Lata. Bhakti Lata means a creeper. It's described. Lata means creeper. The devotional creeper we receive by the mercy of Guru and Krishna both. So that is on Lundariya spiritual status. And we have to practice water the Bhakti Lata. And also try to remove the because when we plant in a garden, so nice some fruits, vegetables, flowers like that. But then we water and put the, also put fertilizer and put water. Then also the weeds also comes out. And weeds looks like, weeds are be more stronger than the plants. So we have to weed out all this unwanted. The weeds have to be come out, I mean, pull out, removed from there. So then the other plant or garden will look good. The same as so we also have so many weeds within us, at least in me, I know. So, but then we have to keep on trying to take those unearthers out. And then by the all the unearthers are removed, then we come to the stage of unadulterated spiritual status. Then we can advance spiritually. Hare Krishna, I'm reading the purport now. The jiva soul attains the nearest approach to the absolute identity only when the spiritual force of ecstatic energy, that is Radharani, ecstatic energy, plays the potency of Krishna, Radharani, when ecstatic energy appears in him by the grace of Krishna. So when Radharani is becoming merciful to us, then she recommends to Krishna that this is a very nice devotee. So then Krishna accepts it. So without Radharani's mercy, we cannot approach to Krishna. We cannot get mercy of Krishna. So this is all in, and Guru is also considered to be both, Balaram and Radharani, both mercy are in Guru Maharaj. So we can receive the mercy from Guru Maharaj with the mercy of all of them, Krishna, Balaram, and Radharani. Hare Krishna. And we get this Krishna, Radha, Krishna, Balaram, this pastimes, all this from Nitai Gauranga. They are the one who is giving us this. I mean, Prabhupada has given us and coming down from them. I'm reading the purport again. Still, Krishna remains the object of universal homage by reason of his possession of certain unique attributes. He has 64 attributes that later on will be coming in chapter in the Brahma Samhita. So we can read that part. This, I'm reading the purport again, these fourfold unrivaled attributes do not manifest themselves in Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, or in primeval Purusavtaras, or in the highest deities such as Shiva, not to speak of Jivas. So these four attributes is known Krishna possesses, nobody else. So that is a which one? Okay, yeah. I don't know how I got that. Oh, Hare Krishna. I did. Okay. The last one I was reading, this his graceful threefold bending form with flute in hand possesses eternal blooming youth and is above all unwholesomeness that is to be found in limited time and space. Okay. The transcendental realm, there is no past and future, but only the unalloyed and immutable present time. it is said that in the spiritual world, the time's presence in there is like a, what do you call, it's a inconspicuously present, like there is the sunrise, moonrise, everything is there, the day and night. But it's eternal. Not a single moment passes away. So it's very inconceivable. But there is also this, that's how it's described in the Brahma Samhita. I think maybe in the Govinda Madhipurusam Stotra. Later on it will come. I will read the translation again, the purport again. In the transcendental sphere, there is no distinction between the object and its qualities, and no such identity as is found in the limited mundane region. So where we say water here, if I'm thirsty and I say water, but my thirst doesn't quench. But in the spiritual world, if you say water, and your thirst will be quenched. So that is, and also like somebody say, in another room or on another place, like somebody calls me, Komodaki, please come here. But I cannot hear and I cannot go there. And I won't be manifesting there. I'm in this situation, this is one place here. But Krishna, you just see Krishna and Krishna's present. Right? On our tongue, dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he's absolute. So he is absolute, and his whole world, all the Goloka, all the spiritual world is also absolute. So that is what is described here. That object and quality are the same. There is no distinction between them. And I'm reading the purport again. Hence, those qualities that seem to be apparently contradictory in the light of mundane conception, limited by time and space, exist in agreeable and dainty accordance in the spiritual realm. So in the earlier, that's what we read before, that Krishna, he appears to be taking birth, but he's in the Sanskrit called Janma, but he's called Ajanma. He's not taking birth. He appears. So like birth and death, birth and activities. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam. Evam yo vetti tatvata. Tekta deham puna janma naiti mameti shojuna. So Krishna said, my divya, divya means divine, his birth, his appearance, his activities, there is all divine. And whoever understands those, then that person doesn't have to take birth again in the material world. But attains Krishna's abode, give and serves there lovingly. Hare Krishna. Now, the limited intellectual. Okay. How can the jiva realize such unprecedented existence? Only way is to hear from the disciplic succession coming down, the knowledge comes down from the disciplic succession. That's the only way we can hear and contemplate on that and realize it by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Reading the purport again, the limited intellectual function of the jiva is always contaminated by the influence of time and space, and is therefore not in a position to shake off this limitedness. Time, the wheel of time, just goes on working imperceptibly. We cannot perceive how it just passes, the time passes. Even it also, Chanakya Pandit also says that 1 second is passed by giving millions and millions of dollars, we cannot even get back that 1 second. So that's what the Prabhupada is explaining, that we should be always chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. Not a single moment should be wasted. Because the time, we don't know, you know, like we were in, we just took birth 50, so 70 years ago. Then very nice, very small, being then growing up, and become so old. The body becomes old. And we cannot do so many things. So we just miss out on getting into the devotional service and try to at least purify the existence. I don't know, but and if we purify, then there's a chance of getting service to Krishna in the spiritual abode, Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna. This book is just closing up. Okay. If the, I'm reading the purport, if the potency of cognitive function does not extend to the realization of the transcendental, what else can? So, we have this potency of Krishna, pleasure potency, Radharani, by the mercy of them. If we cannot realize it, then what can be done? The cognitive full function, if the potency of cognitive function, cognitive means all-knowing, knowledge function, does not extend to the realization of the transcendental, what else can? It's like it's also described that this jnanis, they just go on speculating. Whose goal, you know, their goal is impersonal aspect. So they go on, you know, searching, but they cannot. But this cognitive function, the knowledge, comes down from the spiritual status. Then if we can, we are humble enough to accept that, then it can be the transcendental, we can get the realization of time, transcendental realization that yes, there is a transcendental abode. There's a transcendent personalities, all this, everything is going there. So many activities and all this that describes here in Brahma Samhita. And we also see whatever song we are doing here, like also there's so many activities here to do. So all the activities are there also, but they are all Krishna conscious activity, spiritual activities, pleasing to Krishna. And here in the mundane world, we try to do, to please this bodily, this body. Brahma says that the transcendental absolute is beyond the reach of the Vedas. Or Durlabham. No, Durlabham. Durlabham is very difficult. So for the Vedas, this transcendence, this cannot be attained. But the Atma Bhaktas, Vedesu Dulabham. Vedas are also personified. They are personified. So, they, it's very difficult. Or oh, it's Dulabham. Dulabham is difficult. But, Hare Krishna. Or Dulabham Atma Bhakta. It's not difficult. Dulabham is difficult. And all Dulabham means not difficult or means not. So, for devotee, it's not difficult to attain. The Vedas originate in sound, and sound originates in the mundane ether. So the Vedas cannot present before us a direct view of the transcendental world, Goloka. So that has to be revealed. Vedas can, that's what it says. Vedasu Dulabham. Difficult for the through the Vedas, studying of the Vedas, we cannot do that. We cannot know this and attain that. But if we become a devotee of Krishna, then it's sulabha, very easy. Sulabha, dulabha, difficult. It is only the Vedas are imbued with the chit potency. That's a chit means knowledge. Knowledge potency, that they are enabled to deal with the transcendental. But Goloka reveals itself to every jiva soul when he is under the influence of the spiritual cognitive potency joined to the essence of ecstatic energy. This is where comes Radharani and Balram. The cognitive potency, Krishna's cognitive potency, is the guru. Guru gives you knowledge. Balram is Adi Guru. Nityananda is Adi Guru. And this ecstatic energy is Radharani. That's Lord Chaitanya. He has come. Krishna has come in the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya has stolen Radharani's heart, emotions, and complexion. And he came, Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya. And that's how this ecstatic energy works. Hare Krishna. Now the reading purport. The ecstatic function of devotion is boundless and is surcharged with unalloyed transcendental knowledge. Ecstatic function, very nice. The ecstatic function of devotion is boundless. There is no boundless, no limit to it. And is surcharged with unalloyed transcendental knowledge. So sometimes we see that so many persons that try to get knowledge, and then try to find Krishna, cannot find. Say, neti, this is not, that's not, this is not, this is not. But here it clearly says, the ecstatic function of devotion is boundless and is surcharged with unalloyed transcendental knowledge. So with devotion comes the knowledge and renunciation, both. Like in Bhagavat Mahatmyam, it is said that the Bhakti Devi, it is described that Bhakti Devi has two sons, Gyan and Vairagya. So they were, it says that they were traveling, they were born, they appeared in the south, meant South India. And they tried to, they wanted to go to Vrindavan, so they tried to come up, they were traveling. And as they came, gradually they came to Gujarat. When they came to Gujarat, became old, all of them. Very, very old. They had a very nice youthful body, but they became old. Bhakti Devi and her two sons, Gyan and Vairagya. So then, but still somehow with this feeble condition, they came to Vrindavan. And as they came to Vrindavan, Bhakti Devi rejuvenated. But her two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, were still old. So then, she was Bhakti Devi personified, Gyan Vairagya personified earlier. Bhakti Devi is rejuvenated, a very beautiful young lady form. And Gyan and Vairagya sons, they are old, like a very old man, feeble, cannot do anything. And she's crying to see the sons, this feeble, very pitiable condition. So then Narad Muni is passing by, and then she saw, and she heard, and she comes, and he comes. He comes to her, and says, that she's crying. He says, Mata, why are you crying? And who are these two men, old men, who are there? So then she says, I am Bhakti, and these are my two sons, Gyan and Vairagya. So then she said that I was born in south, in Dakshin. And then we traveled here, came here, in the Vrindavan I came, so I got rejuvenated. But with my sons, they are still like this. So he can find some solution. He can give some solution, if you can. So then Narad Muni said, there must be some solution. So he finds out the solution. That has to be the Bhagavata Katha, Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. So then the Srimad Bhagavatam was recited there. And they became rejuvenated. Because that also shows in Vrindavan, it's a love, devotion. There's no need for Gyan and Vairagya there. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful. I just said in short, but then now there's a few lines of purport. That knowledge reveals Goloka Tattva, the principle of the highest transcendental. In unison with devotion, without asserting itself separately, but as a subsidiary to unalloyed devotion. This is a complete purport now. I will stop here. Maybe we can go next time further. So if anyone has a question, comment, realization, please share. If there is find any difficult, incorrect mistake, please correct. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Very, very wonderful class, Mataji, and very nice realizations. Mataji, you said, in here we are getting thirsty, and they said water, our thirst will not go away. We have to take water and drink. But in spiritual world, it's not like that. So how it is, Mataji? Can you explain a little bit?
Yes, in the spiritual, everything is conscious. Krishna conscious. We see here, this material, if I walk on the road, that the road is not Krishna conscious. It's not. There is no life. There is no chetan. Chetana means a consciousness. But in the spiritual world, the roads are also conscious, Krishna conscious. It's a life. It's a living entity. Everything is living entity. There is living force there. Everything. And also the devotees, all they are, only the pure devotees are there who wants to serve Krishna, Radharani. So then they are all like, they can become different. I want to serve like a flower and at the Krishna's lotus feet, or Radharani's lotus feet. So then a devotee can become that. They want to do some different, they can take, become that. It's not limited. Because all spiritual, flowers never wilted. Here, flower, you know, we offer to Krishna, Radharani. But then by the evening, gradually it becomes wilted, and by the evening we cannot, the flower is not fresh anymore. But the flower there is also eternal. Fresh. See, everything is fresh and everything is eternal. It's all because there is no materiality there. These three gunas are not there. Like Krishna, he says, it's also in Vedas, it's described that Krishna is a nirguna. Nirguna means there is no quality. Nir means not, and guna means qualities. So they are not qualities. Krishna doesn't have any qualities. That means he is nirguna, means he doesn't have qualities, these material qualities. You know, tamagun, rajagun, satogun. They are not there. Only pure sutta satogun. In the material world, this is some we have, we find the three gunas are mixed. We will not find on material platform any, I mean, the sattva-gun, no pure sattva-gun. Unless we be the devotee, but we become devotee and we try to come, you know, like the, from the rise up to the sattva-gun. Whoever are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are have already risen up to sattva-gun. And from sattva-gun, by practicing this devotional service, then we can come to the Shuddha Sattva. Then, that the Shuddha Sattva status, then is our real service begins. At transcendental service, which has, there won't be any tinge of any material qualities, Sattva Gun, Rajagun, Tamagun, no. Shuddha Sattva. That state is called Vasudeva state. Vasudeva. And then Vasudeva said, then he gets Vasudeva as his son. Krishna's name is Vasudeva, and father's name is Vasudeva. So Vasudeva state, in that form, Vasudeva appears. So that is the difference. Everything is conscious of Krishna. Everything serves Krishna. I say everything, it shouldn't say everything, but everyone, because they are all devotees, pure devotees, situated in transcendent, in Satchidananda. They are all Satchidananda. The roads are Satchidananda. The furniture is Satchidananda. The rug is Satchidananda. Everything. Trees are Satchidananda. That's how they are giving all their desired trees, as Kalpaviksha. So they give everything, whatever you need. It's not here we have a mango tree, it gives mango. Apple tree gives only mango, apple. Like that. But there, any tree, they are all kalpaviksha. You ask for mango, you get the mango. You get the apple, you want the apple, you get the apple. You want the kiwi, you get the kiwi. Banana, banana, whatever, doesn't matter. Fulfilling tree. This desire fulfilling tree. Those are called kalpaviksha. That's what in the first this going the Chintamani slok. That's what it says. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpaviksha lakshavriteshu. So it's surrounded by all these kalpaviksha trees there. So these are, but devotee is there, they can get anything from kalpaviksha and offer to Krishna. But they don't do that. Why? Because they want to serve Krishna. They want to put in their own endeavor. So then they prepare something and offer to Krishna like that. So it's very inconceivable. I know my knowledge is not so extensive, and I don't, but I accept this. Because one time, I just, this little realization I had, and I will tell you, I, you know, nice weather, I usually go out with my beads and chant japa. It's very nice. So in the morning, I do that. So I was walking, and when I have heard this, that everything is, in the spiritual world, everything is cognitive. Everything, everyone, all this, the roles are also like that. So see, then I just stop. I say, oh, I'm walking on a living entity. My heart, they may get hurt. But then so, this is what sometimes a thought came in me. And I said, what should I do now? I did all this walking. But then, oh, then I say, oh, this is not spiritual world. This is material world. And everything is material. This has no chetana. They doesn't have a, yes, a super soul is there, but not the living entity is there on the road and like that. So this is how it's different, you know. This is what I had. I said, wow, you know. That time I said, yeah, that's true. There, everything is conscious of Krishna. Everything serves. I said thing. I shouldn't say thing, but everyone. Because they are all living entities. So road is also a living entity. Hare Krishna. Can you imagine this? Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Yes, Mataji. That is like road and the trees and the river and I mean the pond and the flowers and everybody they can talk and
they serve Krishna.
Yeah, they can serve.
Yeah, in a description in the Krishna book or somewhere, that when Krishna is on Yamuna shore, and he's so then he has his feet on the Yamuna's water, and Yamuna's waves, Yamunaji offers lotuses. Come, you know, he brings by his waves, the hands of his her waves, brings lotus and offers Krishna. So, we see everything, all serves Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Madhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Shall I add one thing what I heard from the Prabhupada? I mean, the name Prabhupada was telling here, that how the when we drink, I mean thirsty, when we water, say water does not come here, because here everything is relative. Just like if there is a father, there is son, there is father. Without father, there is no son. Which in speech alone, everything is absolute, because Krishna is name and Krishna is not different. Because everything, if we speak also, Krishna come in our mouth. Means Krishna is absolute, and whatever in material world, everything is relative. Everything is always, there is no absolute. Because if you want something, you have to, some there is should be the relative things, and then only. If you have a pain, there means happiness and distress. There is distress, that's why we feel happiness here. Not that otherwise there is no happiness like that. Everything is relative here, and the absolute things, that's why they are non-different. That was I heard from the Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji.
Very nice. And, Mataji, what is your name?
Andana Gopika Devi Dasi, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Any more question, comment, realization, reflection, whatever you want. Correction.
Hare Krishna, Madhuji.
Hare Krishna, and Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, please accept my humble obedience, Madhuji.
Yes, so, please.
Madhuji,
yes?
You mentioned about appearance. So this appearance, so we say for the birthdays here, many people say happy appearance day and other things. So, but you are kind of indicated that appearance is meant for Vishnu or Vishnu Tattva, That is the impression I got. So, and also we say Prabhupada's appearance day. So is that correct interpretation? I'm just wondering what is the right thing. So should be, is that appearance word is, you know, Krishna appears or Narasimha Dev appears, but we take birth, jivas.
Yes.
So is it right to say a happy appearance day for you know, ordinary people, you know, devotees, Krishna?
Well, in Prabhupada's case, Krishna had sent him. And also Bhakti Siddhanta and all these previous acharyas. And then specifically, Prabhupada has mentioned one time that Krishna wanted him to come to material world. So then Prabhupada said that, no, I don't want to do tapasya. I don't want to go there. Then Krishna said, no, you don't have to do tapasya. Just go and preach. That's all. You don't have to do. So that's how the Krishna Prabhupada came. So it's up here. It's a pure devotee, by like, it's an emissary. What do you call an ambassador? Like ambassador, like we go to the embassy of the Indian embassy, or the German embassy, or different countries. I mean, Chinese embassy. There's an ambassador who represents the country. So the same way, this Krishna's ambassador presence represents Krishna. So that's why we say appearance, they appreciate Prabhupada. So then they are like here in this we just read from the Brahma Sahita that when become pure and then by the Balaram's Shakti knowledge and Krishna Dharani, Krishna's ecstatic potency, with that become we get some knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and become pure. With that two combined, we become pure. So then, when we become pure, completely pure, there's the Prabhupada is completely pure. There's devotees of Prabhupada and disciples of Prabhupada has. You know, when Prabhupada's in the room. So in the, how there used to be, not right now, that there's a keyhole to the door. So then from there, they see what Prabhupada is doing, but they saw. Prabhupada is always doing reading or writing, chanting. It wasn't that on any material activity that he did. So that's true. Like in when he Prabhupada appeared, well, we can say he was born. And then the astrological chart was done by the very expert astrologers. And they were amazed, the astrologers were amazed to see the birth chart. And see, I cannot understand. Then he did the calculation again and again, but then it just came out the same. So by his activities and all this, he is, Prabhupada is, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartan. The first line I forget, but it describes about the holy name who can distribute, of the Krishna's name, distribute that person. Who can do that? This one. Krishna, who had the potency of Krishna, that person can dissipate the holy name. Pravartan means distribute. The Prabhupada, he did all over. Wherever he went. In Russia, he was just stayed 3 days. And he cannot go out. It was a communist country. So it was so much restriction. So in 3 days, the devotee, you know, Shyama Sundar and somebody was hit him. I think maybe Shyama Sundar only. And then he go out to find food, some vegetable, something like that for Prabhupada to offer. So then one boy he met, and he wanted, they were started talking, and then he came to see Prabhupada, and he invited if he wanted to come. But then he came. So the one person. And in 3 days, Prabhupada taught him everything. Who can do that? So from that one person, and he was initiated, Prabhupada gave him the name Ananta Shanti or Ananta Shakti, something like that. And from that, we see in Russia so many devotees, thousands and thousands of devotees become. So that is Achintya Shakti of Krishna. Krishna has given this potency. So that's why we see Prabhupada's appearance day, Bhakti Siddhanta's appearance day, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's appearance day, Guru Kishodas Babaji's appearance day. Because they are all, Krishna has invested his Shakti, his potency in them. Does that make clear or understandable?
Yes, yes, Madhuri, thank you. So in case of Prabhupada and pure devotees, that makes sense.
We can say appearance day. It's fine.
Yeah, but not for ordinary devotees, right?
No. Okay. I mean, I don't know about the ordinary devotee. Sometimes it's difficult to understand who's ordinary and who's extraordinary. So just pay respect to all of them. Yeah, we can say everybody say happy birthday, so we can say happy birthday. That's fine. It doesn't make difference. Before Prabhupada also we can say happy birthday, that's okay. But actually it's this appearance.
Okay.
Yeah. That is all, you know, technicality also. So then, but our goal is one under the shelter of Prabhupada, we should go, like Prabhupada said, don't remain. Don't try to get another birth. Just go back in this lifetime. Become Krishna conscious and go. We both, you and Maya Mataji, both. If you have a child, also take them. Make them Krishna conscious and take them.
Yeah, sure. We are trying.
Okay. So then give as much as, like, if Maya Mataji is pregnant, then give as much of Krishna consciousness. Or maybe you can read louder. And chant louder, we can, both of you can do that. And that will be, all the sanskaras will be done. The child will get, like in Prahlad Maharaj got knowledge in the womb. Narad Muni gave. So that's how he became pure devotee. So we both are hearing the Bhagavatam class and all this glorification of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So you can also give that to them. Give the child, the wonderful child, become a devotee. So then, in the Kali Yuga, Prabhupada said, all the devatas are lined up to take birth on earth as a human. So then, they can get the Krishna consciousness and become perfect and go back to Godhead. That's it. Only in Kali Yuga. It's only for the usual lifespan is 100 years. But not that everybody lives 100 years. So sooner is better. We should just try to give Krishna consciousness. And when you don't have the child yet, or you may have a child, I don't know. So if you don't have the child yet, he's still in the womb or not. But just if you do have it, then give.
Yeah, we have a son, 15-year-old, Mataji, now. So
you have a son, 15 years old?
15, yes. Oh, so he's standing a little bit, so we are encouraging him to do.
Yes, at home you can all, you know, together sit down, do kirtan, and also read, and then discuss among yourselves what you have, like, you heard. So whatever you remember, just tell So everybody does that, and that way your knowledge becomes fixed in your heart. Because what you have read and what you have heard becomes fixed. And then as you tell, this is good about it, but then this knowledge, transcendent knowledge, if you receive it, then you tell others. So that's how it increases the knowledge. It doesn't decrease. But if you just try to keep it ourselves, eventually we'll forget the knowledge. So that's what happens. So, but this is a transcendental. So it's a flow. It should not stop. We should not try to stop the flow. Continue. Hare Krishna. What is your son's name?
My son's name is Akhilesh.
Akhilesh?
Yes, Madhuri.
Right. It's nice. It's Krishna's name.
Yes, Madhuri.
Akhilesh. Yes. That's Krishna. Akhilatma Bhuto. He is the Lord of all, everything. It's very nice. Akhilesh. I hope you have very nice. You have a son. So he must be going to school.
Yes, Madhuri. He is in high school now. So.
Yes.
We are trying to make him Krishna conscious as much as we can.
You have to practice. Then that he will also see. So together you do it, that would be nice. But if we can just tell him to do this, it won't work much. And he's now a teenager, so it's difficult. And so then if we do it, all of two, three of you together, that's nice. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji, if there is no question, comment, realization, reflection, then...
Yes, Mata. Thank you very much. Very, very wonderful class and very nice discussion. So, let me have our obeisances to all the devotees. Vancha Kalpataru Bhaisya Kripa Sri
Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo.